com.
Hello, America. How are you spending the rest of your holidays? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Maybe you are waiting for that package to get there. And truly, this time when your buddy said, hey, I mailed you something a week ago, you can't think he just made it up. Because of all the online shopping in so many parts of this country, there are packages that are stuck, that did not make it to the destination in time. Things that were supposed to be shipped, but just didn't quite get there. Promised deliveries before December 25th. Many were missed. Their target dates did not hit the front mat in time. So UPS said late Tuesday that it wouldn't deliver some things in time for Christmas because of that spike overwhelming the system. The volume has been unbelievable, to capacity and beyond. When have you ever heard that? Is that crazy? I can't remember. In fact, I can't remember ever a time. I had a friend that worked for UPS, and I've certainly heard of the volume of packages going up and in certain areas and last-minute shopping. That's nothing new. But not really what's happened now online. During the last shopping weekend before Christmas, web sales jumped, you ready for this, 37% from the year before. 37%. And there was that whole push about we could get it there in time just even days before Christmas. So customers were reporting missing deliveries from FedEx. FedEx says the company wasn't experiencing significant delays, however. But there were a lot of problems with packages being backed up. Amazon, their centers, their process centers, they say that they just had problems getting everything out on time. So they're even offering people $20 gift cards with any of the shipping charges. So anything that they were charged, they're offering to give them back the gift cards. Oh, that's so bad. Oh, it's bad when you pay extra money and you really think it's going to get there. But by Christmas Eve, it was just too late. I mean, it was too late. There was no way that they could get the packages to where they were supposed to be. Hopefully, you did get all your packages. And hopefully, as you are listening to me, you're not in the dark, because another ice storm really has crippled a lot of people in parts of Michigan. They got hit terribly hard. And they're saying the power might not be back on until Friday, if they're lucky. So many people are lugging around portable generators because they're stuck. There aren't hotels to be found. There's an overflow in a lot of the hotels. And the Pennsylvania Turnpike, there was a pileup. There was 35 cars that were stuck. And, you know, people shivered their way through a Christmas holiday in the upper Midwest and the Northeast. On 78, I heard it was terrible. In eastern Pennsylvania, they had like 30 cars that were involved in an accident. 25 people went to hospitals. I mentioned Michigan. I have a lot of friends in Michigan and many of you listening to us on America Tonight. And I know in Battle Creek, some people were in the dark there. In Kalamazoo, they had the same problem. 500,000 homes and businesses without power. 80,000 still without power as of signing on to the air. Might not be until Saturday or Sunday until all the electricity is restored. In Maine, more snow adds misery for all those same utility crews. That's long hours. I mean, the utility crews, they have to have centers set up for them so they can feed them, so they can get some rest and then go back out there and fight the elements and the ice and the snow and everything else to get the power up and going. It's crazy. So if you think about it, we've had about 3.5 weeks, almost 4 weeks, depending on where you live, of either ice or snow or some other Mother Nature condition that is wreaking havoc with our lives. And then here's the thing. When you get the really bad ice and the tree limbs come down, then you've got all these tree limbs that have to be picked up, people that have to come out and trim the trees, and you have brush in front of your house, and then they got to pick up the brush. In my neighborhood, since we were hit terribly hard with the ice storm that hit the Southwest and parts of the South and whatnot 3 weeks ago, there are people with piles of tree limbs in front of their house. They just can't get to them because they have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people to get to on the list. And wherever you fall on the list is how you get picked up. Wow. Wow. Crazy. All right, coming up on this show, we're going to talk about big events that happened in 2013. I'm taking a look back at the top stories. Also, don't forget, in our third hour, we have the Nail the Score final edition of it this season because it's the last week in the NFL. So for just two segments, third hour, if you correctly nail the score, woohoo, you are a winner. And you clear the America Tonight prize closet. We've had two winners in 4 years, so there is a chance that maybe this final week somebody nails the score. There's some interesting games on the board that have playoff implications. Who knows what the computer will randomly pick, but what you care about is you pick a team and what you think the final score is going to be, and if you are correct, then you are the winner, 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 and there can only be one winner. So it might be you. Might be you. Also, we'll mix in some conversation about what happened this last day or two that really wrecked the holidays for a few people. Imagine swimming in Argentina and you are attacked by a piranha. Now, normally, any waters filled with piranhas they would warn you about, but perhaps there was a stray school of piranhas. I think it's frightening. Luckily, nobody died. Those piranhas will chomp on you and eat you in a second. Maybe there was too many people that were swimming at the time. I don't know. We'll give you all the details. I don't want to spoil it. It's a story that could have had a much more disastrous ending. But when you think piranhas, people, Argentina, holidays, doesn't really sound good, does it? Doesn't sound good. And then in the middle of all of this, because it's a weird holiday this time around with Christmas falling on a Wednesday and then a couple days afterwards and then we skip into New Year's Eve next week and, of course, New Year's Day. Do you remember back in the recesses of your mind we were talking about here we go again? I had just been to Los Angeles and somebody went into the L.A. airport, Paul Ciancia, who apparently had an axe to grind, and decided to go with the TSA, decided to go into the Los Angeles airport. He pled not guilty Thursday to murder and other felony charges in a case that could bring the death penalty. He was wounded before he was arrested, and while he was saying his plea, he occasionally touched the bandage on his neck, and he spoke, they say, in a hoarse voice during a three-minute arraignment. Awful thing. Remember, there was a TSA agent who died, Geraldo Hernandez, in that shooting. All right, coming up, we're going to take a look back at some of the top stories, including the controversy at the tail end of the year with Duck Dynasty. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet as pride. Her hands are never cold, she's got better days aside. She'll turn the music on you, you won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow, she got better days aside.
The year isn't over yet. I said we were going to talk about some of the top stories in 2013. Entertainment certainly yielded a bunch, especially lately. Kate Meehan joins us. She's in our virtual green room. Kate, man, I'll tell you what, when you work in the entertainment industry, and you have for about two decades, and you're an entertainment and pop culture expert, you know that until we actually flip the calendar to 2014, there's always a chance craziness will ensue, correct?
Absolutely. And you know what? December has really been filled with it. It's almost like this month is made up for the rest of the year.
No kidding. What's the latest on the whole Duck Dynasty flap with Phil Robertson?
You know, this is really an interesting story. And part of it is, I think, because, you know, Phil Robertson has made these comments before. It's for people that watch the show, they know his leanings and they know how he feels and what he believes because it's never been hidden. So why the media has actually latched onto it right now, I'm not sure. Maybe it's because we're in a slow celeb news cycle at the end of the year. But whatever the reason, what we're seeing is A&E really walking the line. You know, they're pandering to the advertisers and showing that, hey, you know, we're not backing up those statements. In fact, we're going to give them a slap on the wrist and we're going to suspend them and take some action. But then on the other side, they just handed the fans of the show a 24-episode marathon. So they're taking the, you know, middle-of-the-road approach because in the end, as long as the advertisers don't jump ship, that show is going to continue on because the fans want it there. So as long as the money is there, it's not going anywhere. It's just, it's a controversy ultimately over nothing, but it's given people something to really talk about, and it's given them something that they feel like they need to chime in on. And that's what we've seen really make this story keep spinning for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know that Cracker Barrel originally was going to dump their merchandise, and then they changed their mind because there was a little bit of outrage over that, so they went back on that and put all the paraphernalia back on their shelves. It's a restaurant, and they have a gift store, and a lot of people stop there all over the country. So do you think, as you said, if none of the advertisers, they don't have a big dump of advertisers, then it's okay and it continues. Do you think the advertisers will dump, or nah, it doesn't look that way?
No, you know what? I don't think so at all. I think the show is going to remain exactly as it is. I think if the advertisers were going to scatter, they would have done it pretty quickly. Like we saw with the Paula Deen scandal earlier in the year, you know, they jumped ship within days. So if they were going to get out of there, they would have already done it. It's going to die down. It's going to go away. And you know what? The same people that have always watched Duck Dynasty are going to keep tuning in, and the same people that could care less are still not going to care.
Yeah. Hey, Justin Bieber, of course, he has a big following on Twitter, but he has his the young girls, the groupies that follow him, and he's had a strange year with some weird things that have happened around him. And is this true that he announces he's going to retire?
Well, he did. He announced he was going to retire about a week ago, and then on Christmas Eve he came out and said, like, you know, no, guys, really, I'm going to retire, to reiterate the point. However, it's Bieber, you know, and he's coming off of a really rough year. This year has made him famous for all the bad boy stuff and not so much the music and the things that made him shoot to fame in the first place. You know, so the tides have shifted for him. Is he saying he's going to go away and retire? Sure he is. And maybe some people think that might be a good thing, you know, if he walked away from everything, to kind of gather himself and grow up and maybe rethink some of the choices that he's made. However, I don't see that happening. There's going to be another album. There's going to be, you know, another grab for attention and for money because he needs that. He doesn't know what else to do with himself. And he's seen, you know, his Q rating has dropped this year. The merch has dropped. The moms that were buying all the merchandise for the 13-year-old girls, they're not in his corner anymore. So he has lost some ground. And the only way to regain it is to put out another album and to prove that he can still sing and still do the things that made him famous to begin with.
Is there ever times, and you've covered entertainment, as I mentioned, for a while, where somebody just goes down the rabbit hole and they can't ever seem to climb back up into the fame game?
I think we've seen it. I mean, Lindsay Lohan is a really good example. Mm-hmm. She's another star that, you know, she had such a bright future, and she's become famous for everything that she does outside of work and not so much the work. But then on the other side of the coin, you have somebody like Robert Downey Jr., who was written off and considered to be a lost cause, and everybody figured he was going to wind up dead from all the drugs that he was doing. And look at where he is now. Married, baby, great career. He's proven that if they really want to get it together, they really can. They can come back. Hollywood will let them come back, and they can have a really good career if they get themselves together.
Yeah, how about the Kardashians? Do you think they keep, you know, somehow they reinvent themselves, and the Kanye Kim connection and all the things that seem to happen around the Kardashians, whether it's divorces, different men, famous men, crazy incidents? Do you see more life being breathed into the whole Kardashian thing?
I think we're seeing the beginning of the end of the Kardashians, mm-hmm. finally. I think we've seen about 4 years of the fan base just thriving on this family and thinking they were amazing for reasons that, you know, some of us don't really understand, because they truly were famous for doing nothing. However, what's happened, especially this year, is that they've made so many negative headlines, and those negative headlines have not jived with what the reality show has shown to the fans. And the fans are realizing, hey, this isn't how this went down in the press. These things don't jive. This is obviously a scripted show. And the fans are bailing out on them. And Kanye came into the picture thinking that he was going to take Kim to, you know, wonderful heights and make her a Hollywood icon. And instead, she's dragged him down with the rest of the family. So it's just not working, you know. And we're hitting the end of the year, and Khloe's divorcing Lamar, and Courtney is trying to get her baby daddy into rehab, and Bruce is rumored to be heading towards a gender change operation. And you know what? Nobody really cares, and the magazine covers aren't selling. You know, they're not moving merchandise. So I think it's the beginning of the end, finally, for this family in terms of, you know, just being this powerhouse media company unto themselves.
When you do reality TV, is that part of it? You got to move the merch?
Absolutely. I mean, the merch is, you know, with the Kardashians especially, The writing was on the wall with the merchandise before the reality show numbers dropped, because they had their Kardashian collection that was selling at Sears, and it did really well for a couple of years. And now it's on the 50% off rack, and it's not selling. Khloé had a men's and women's unisex fragrance out with Lamar, with her husband. That was pulled from the shelves months ago. So once the merch starts going, that's where they first get their inkling that, you know, the writing might be on the wall. And that's what happened. The merch stopped moving. And from that point on, the numbers in the reality show dropped as well, because the fans that were watching the show were the ones running out to buy the merchandise. So it makes sense. You know, if the merch isn't selling, it indicates that there's a decline in popularity.
To you, what was the biggest story, Kate, of the year, celebrity-wise?
You know, I think it had to be Miley. Not because we all totally love what she's done. I mean, you know, I'm a mom, so I look at Miley and I want to put clothes on her. But at the same time, you know, you got to give the girl some credit. You know, she hit the stage for the VMAs back in August, and we spent the rest of the year talking about her. Yeah, amazingly. And the thing with her, I think at first a lot of us had kind of written it off and thought, oh my goodness, she just committed, you know, career suicide with this performance. And it didn't happen. It didn't go down that way. And I think what it is that she was under the house of Disney for so long, and she was told how to dress and told how to wear her hair and told what to say and told what to do, that at least what we're getting right now, it's her. And she's the first one to say, hey, I don't know who I am. I don't know where I'm going. I don't know what I'm doing. This is me right now. And there's something authentic about that. She's a little bit of a train wreck, but it's authentic, and she's still figuring it out. And in some ways, that's better than being told what to do and how to do it. And I think that's what's helped her to survive all of this, and I think it's what people are picking up on. You know, this isn't a girl in total crisis. This is a girl just kind of coming of age in front of the cameras and trying to figure it all out. And so I think that's why she's made it through the year okay, and I think it's why somehow in the middle of everything, it's been working for her.
Yeah. All right, good stuff. Kate Meehan, catch her at CelebrityLaundry.com. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kate is a senior writer and editor, by the way, for Celebrity Laundry. Boy, they get you up to date on everything that's happening. And it's interesting because the celebrity stuff is part of the culture. It's part of the big stories of 2013. But there were other stories, politically speaking, certainly, and just flat-out newsmakers, some really heartbreaking stories and some really heartwarming stories. There's no question about that. When we come back, we'll talk about what you think are the top five stories of 2013. The top five stories of 2013. If you want to throw in your two cents, you can at 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The freeze-dry guy, that's who. The freeze-dry guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The Freeze Dry Guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
About to flip the calendar to 2014. What were the big stories of 2013 that everybody was talking about at the water cooler? And we talked about a ton here on ATN. Without a doubt, one of the biggest things that we talked about was Ed Snowden, the NSA whistleblower, and everything that happened in the wake of Snowden jumping to Hong Kong, then getting temporary asylum in Russia, and more importantly, the information that was released where how many people had their phones, messages tapped into the metadata and the controversy over how that was stored and what NSA is listening to, and it still hasn't gone away. And this has been since June. So really June all the way through December, and he still supposedly has about 1.5 million, something in that neighborhood of information that he can dump out and feed to the British newspapers. And that's usually his pipeline, The Guardian and The Washington Post and the German people, Der Spiegel, and other ways that it eventually funnels out. And what will those leaks contain? And you have to figure they've had to change procedures at the NSA because it's been just that awful. So in other words, because of what he revealed, they've changed the way information is handled. They've also had to explain what's really happening and how much data is being stored, and we need more transparency, or do we need more transparency? There have been lots of hearings on the Hill, so taxpayer money has been spent to look at the NSA, no doubt. The man in charge, General Alexander, has had to answer a lot of questions about what's happening and how could Ed Snowden, a contractor, possibly get all that information. How do you have access? So because policies were changed, because procedures are changed, because people were made more aware of what the NSA was doing, without a doubt, Ed Snowden would have to be the biggest story of 2013 in my book. You might disagree. You can always shoot me an email, americatonight.net, or jingle these numbers. I know not everybody took 2 weeks off. You might be listening to me right now, sitting by a fire somewhere, perhaps. 855-266-5283. Another big story had to be the two bombs that exploded near the Boston Marathon finishing line. It gave us something to think about and remember again that you think you're okay, but who knew what was lurking around the corner at a marathon that brings so many people together. And it really is that kind of a feel. It's about the people cheering you on who have no idea who you are, and people training and going to the marathon and waiting for a long time to get there, not expecting when they cross a finish line that they might not make it. This might be the end of the line. Several people dying, including a young boy, sad tales of people losing legs and having to then rehabilitate themselves, and just people with incredible courage who have gone on to, in a short period of time, to do some amazing things. And what happened in the city of Boston and the transformation for that city, and a baseball team that ended up being part of the whole Boston Strong movement after this happened, because when something like this happens, just as in New York with 9/11, which is was different in a way, but started the awareness of what could happen in what we thought was a pretty safe world from terrorism in the United States anyway, maybe naively. It just shows again that the sleeping giant is always a possibility, always lurking. And the way it came around ultimately, like I said, with the Boston Red Sox winning the World Series and so many people being there and cheering for some of the people who were injured walking onto the field, but just so sad how it altered what was such a wonderful event. But I guarantee you next year it'll be twice as big, and people will come from all over the place to compete in the Boston Marathon and to watch the Boston Marathon. Another big story was the fascination, because people can't get enough of the royals, the fascination with Prince George. Even on this show, a lot of people called trying to guess what his name would be. And the Duchess Kate and Prince William give birth to a boy, and then they name him Prince George. And really the photographs, the conversation about it, the idea of this perfect-looking couple, I guess, and the whole idea perhaps of royalty is part of what fascinates people, I think, so much. And you couldn't go by any supermarket and walk up and check out and not see them on the cover of some magazine. What are they going to name the baby? Oh, when she first got pregnant, is there a baby bump? That whole pregnancy played out all over the place. I can only imagine what it was like in England, because if it was that bad in the United States, if you lived under a rock and crawled out to go get a soda one day and a burrito and came back from the store, you would know, would have known the story of the Duchess Kate and Prince William and the crown's newest addition, the baby boy, Prince George, and all that that entailed leading up to his birth. Absolutely a top five story, believe it or not, a top five story. Another big story was Pope Francis being elected the 266th pontiff in the Roman Catholic Church, because Pope Francis first, who was going to be elected, and Pope Francis being so unique as far as popes are concerned, because of some of the things he said, because of the fact that he goes up and greets people in crowds at the Vatican and outside of the Vatican. The other day, just a couple days ago, he was taking a selfie with some young teenagers right there that were in the midst of the crowds. This is a guy who is incredibly different from what we've seen in the past of the popes who come out and talk about what should happen in the world and peace and love and that kind of thing. He does a lot of that, but he does it in a much different, more modern way. And some of what he's saying doesn't really jive with the Catholic Church, with what people think the direction of the Catholic Church should be. So it's interesting. It'll be interesting to watch him as he grows into that role to see if he changes at all. I mean, this is a guy who, as a kid, was a good baseball player. He was a bouncer at one point, and now here he is, Pope of the Catholic Church. I think 2,000 plus years, 266, as I already mentioned, and he definitely has captured the imagination of not just Catholics, but non-Catholics as well, and part of that is because of the things that he said and some of the things that he's done, I guess especially the access, because maybe the access is something that a lot of people aren't used to seeing. Seeing that, somebody who's approachable and doesn't seem like that far away pope, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Because we certainly have seen that over the years. I can remember in my head always on the news, they always show the Easter ritual and the Christmas ritual. It doesn't matter where you live. There was always the obligatory couple of moments of the pope, and you never got the sense that they were just the incredibly approachable, because they were revered, I guess, in a different way, or it certainly seemed that way. Let's put it that way. This pope seems very much the anti-pope of what you would picture in your head if you've just followed along for maybe even a couple of months. You'd see, and if you compared this to eras past, you would see what the difference is without a doubt. The other thing that I would say would have to be on the list would be the IRS and the IRS scandal and denying the tax exemption of so many of those patriot groups who applied for that status and were denied, and ultimately they never, I think, satisfactorily got to the bottom of it. However, some lives were changed, and Lois Lerner, who was took the fifth and was leading up the office of the IRS where most of those forms that were handed in, were mailed in, sent in, whatever, emailed in, were denied, and we never really got to the bottom of who decided that's what was going to happen. Who decided that this is, you know, that anyone who said Patriot or Tea Party, they weren't going to get that tax exemption. They weren't going to get that status. They weren't going to be classified as that. So it's interesting how big that story grew from just a little tiny blurb to a huge mushroom. And ultimately, I'll say it again, I don't think satisfactorily we ever knew the end of that. All right, hang with us. On the flip side, how about those flesh-eating fish? Ooh, that's next.
Hi. Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
In Argentina that went after some swimmers. I got the details of Skinny on that. Kate Delaney wishing you and yours a very happy and healthy 2014. We're still breaking down some of the top stories from this past year, 2013. It's hard to believe that we have less than a week to go and already we're swinging into the start of a whole new year. Some people find it refreshing. Some people find it frightening. I mean, look, it's all good. Forget the resolutions, and you'll probably accomplish more. Pete is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
Good evening. Excuse me. Got a small case of distemper or something going on here.
Ugh.
Yeah, or rabies. I don't know. I have to take my Parvo pill.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
good dog.
Yeah, really. You were talking about the Pope, and I always thought that Pope Benedict, the way he stepped out, that was pretty worldly of him. You know, blew up the Catholic world.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, he was the first pope to resign in about 600 years, and that was really strange. Then that happened in February, and that really tilted. You're right, that tilted the Catholic Church on its ear.
Yeah, that was really big in the Catholic world, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that you never saw that happen. I mean, never. And he was kind of the aloof. He was the aloof pope. I mean, he was elected pope at age 78. He was the oldest person to win the papal election, is what they call it, since the 1700s. Pete.
Yeah, and he's pretty much just out of everything. Nobody's heard from him since. I guess he just retired.
Yeah, it's so crazy, isn't it?
Oh yeah, that's but that's. I just thought I'd scoop you on that.
That's good. No, that's a big story. He may, this pope being the cool pope or being perceived that way, actually maybe Pope Benedict, who was Joseph Ratzinger, maybe that trumps the other pope because it was so shocking.
Oh yeah, yeah, no doubt. But as far as I know, the Catholics are. They like what they got now, you know. Like I say, he's not as aloof, and he's a people person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think you have to be. I mean, anybody who is a preacher person, whether you're the head of a church and a huge role like a pope, or just even think day-to-day, you know, pastors, people that preach in any religion, boy, you with what's happening with religion and people going away, young kids going away from religion, you got to relate.
Well, he thinks that there's a problem, you know, and he's doing a job. He's stepping up and stepping out and trying to get with these people and trying to straighten the world.
Yeah, I agree. Good for him. I mean, that's the way to approach it, not to just say, oh, well, forget it. Here's what we have, and if you don't like the offerings, then too bad. He's smart.
Yeah, and, you know, don't be just a figurehead, you know. Look what I did. Look what I want. Step on out. Make a difference.
Yep, I agree.
You know, but anyway, I'll call you back here in a couple hours.
Pete, perfect. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, and Pete's referring to, by the way, the fact that we have our final Nail the Score in our third hour, last two segments of that hour, your chance to claim the top prize. And a lot of times, last time out, we had the person win on one of our last weeks, so... 2 out of 4 years we've had a winner. You could be that winner. You could be that winner. You just have to call us once we announce the game of the week, and ta-da, that's it. All right, this story about the fish, I got to tell you this story. So Christmas Day, and they celebrate Christmas Day pretty heavily in Argentina. There were 70 people that were injured because a swarm of piranha, they say, carnivorous fish attacked at a beach near the city of Rosario, and they say it was, you know, that the fish wasn't quite a piranha, but a relative of a piranha, so basically a form of a piranha. And he had different injuries. A 7-year-old girl lost part of her pinky fingers. You had people had bites out of their heels. And in this river that they're talking about where it happened is a really large river, so how did nobody know that this was a possibility? They say the likelihood of the event was so low, and that attacks by that kind of fish on humans are just occasional. And it's a very popular swimming spot this time of year, especially in Argentina, because it's summertime there. And it's the piranha. That gives you a hint. The piranha. I think it's piranha. The piranha river. It's lucky that nobody was killed. It's so freaky. And I saw pictures of this. I saw some snapshots of this. I mean, we're talking like chunks of flesh were taken out of the bottom of people's feet and stuff. I think I'd stay out of that river after that. Oh, okay. It's like the people who are on Delray Beach, or they're down there by NASA. Some of the beaches there where they'll tell you that, oh, yeah, just occasionally there's sharks. And then you see pictures and there's a whole line of sharks. And surfers go out and they get nipped at the heels, but they're not worried. Well, we're not worried about it. Occasionally, people get bit by sharks. Occasionally, you know, these piranha-type fish may show up in this water, but it's so unusual, we can't believe it. I don't know. I think if I knew that that was an occasional occurrence, however you sell it to me, I still would probably want to stay away from the area. I don't know, maybe that's just me, but I'll never forget one time I had the opportunity to be in Venezuela a long time ago, and I remember actually going for a safari-ish kind of deal, and I remember being in the Amazon and being by some water, and the water had skulls along it on sticks. Kind of back and forth. Yeah, I mean, there were, yeah, I don't know, maybe there was five of them, a couple on one side of the river, a couple on the other side. And I remember asking somebody why, I was a kid, why are the skeletons there? Oh, well, that's piranhas. Flesh eating, you can't swim in there. To tell the kids, don't swim in there. No. Then everybody knows it's the universal sign for not swimming in those waters. So I guess they didn't get the memo about the universal sign in Argentina, and they decided it was okay to swim because it's a popular place to swim. So why not? Why not? I guess we'll be okay. We'll chance it anyway and you know, see what happens. All right, and finally we're going to end on this note because another thing that we talked a lot about in 2013 was the military pulling out of Iraq, what happens with drones, because there had been some conversations about drones, a lot of conversations about drones this past year in a lot of different capacities. So 2 years after bringing home some troops from Iraq, the administration, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, is sending Hellfire rockets and Scan Eagle surveillance drones to help the government fight Al-Qaeda affiliates growing in influence, they say. I read about this in the New York Times a couple of days ago, maybe. They were talking about the shipment of rockets that was bought by Iraq came last week. And the plans for the Scan Eagle drones that would be sent in 2014. So now that the missiles have been delivered, I guess this is the other part of it. And they say that there's a lot of movement that terrorists are trying to gain control of territory inside the borders of Iraq. And there's been a lot of increasing violence in parts of Iraq. And think about the change of that country since we full-on departed in 2011. This was always the concern that it would roll backwards. And sadly, on Christmas Day, a couple of car bombs targeting Christians killed and injured about 100 people in southern Baghdad. One exploded outside a church, and that was when people were leaving a service. That's awful. Another went off at an outdoor market where many Christians were shopping. Mm-mm-mm. Any thoughts on the show? You can send them to me, americatonight.net.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products.